This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Here's how fierce the weather is in hard-hit California.
California's governor declared a state of emergency for multiple counties as a slow-moving storm dubbed a Pineapple Express brought winds gusting over 80 miles per hour and up to 9 inches of rain in some areas, with more rain in Southern California today. Forecasters with the National Weather Service say the low-pressure system is moving slowly, which is why the rainfall totals are so high. Meteorologist Mike Wofford.
The combination with the strong winds and the low pressure all kind of combining to really create a very dangerous storm across the area.
The system flooded streets and knocked down trees and power lines in the San Francisco Bay Area. In San Jose, police pulled stranded motorists from flooded vehicles. Evacuations and warnings were issued for canyon neighborhoods from Monterey to San Diego that are at risk for debris flows. I'm Jennifer King.
Top House Republicans don't much like the long-shot border enforcement bill senators have released. House Speaker and Republican Mike Johnson says the House has its own version of a border bill.
We would resolve the broken asylum system and the broken parole system. We would reinstitute Remain in Mexico, which would stem the flow by probably 70%. We would end the catch and release, the mass releases of illegals into our country that's happened. This border is out of control. These problems have mounted, and the Senate has been dithering ever since.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. A drone attack Sunday night on a base housing U.S. troops in Syria, but there are no U.S. casualties reported. However, six allied Kurdish fighters were killed. The mayor of San Francisco is pushing a proposal on the March 5th ballot that would require single adults on welfare to be screened and treated for illegal drug addiction, or else lose cash assistance. Taylor Swift is the first to win the Grammy for Album of the Year 4 times. She broke a tie last night. This is AP News. Now to the deadly forest fires in Chile. There are curfews in some cities because of these fires.
Late Sunday, officials said over 100 people were confirmed dead so far from the fires, which have left at least 1,600 people without homes. The fires, which began on Friday, have been burning with the highest intensity around the city of Viña del Mar, where a famous botanical garden founded in 1931 has been destroyed by the flames. On Sunday morning, Chilean President Gabriel Boric visited the town of Quilpe, which was also heavily affected by the fires. Boric told the media, officials and citizens, "I've decreed a national mourning for 2 days, starting February the 5th, because it's Chile as a whole that's suffering and crying for our deceased." Boric added, "The death toll could rise as rescue workers search through homes that have collapsed." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.